You know, we've been talking a lot about dementia on the programme over the last couple of weeks because we have teamed up with a lot of stakeholders who have an interest and a wanting to allow all of us to understand better the whole dementia scenario. And it means that as community, all of us have a part to play in understanding dementia and helping families and close members of a dementia diagnosis in ways that maybe we never thought could in the past. Antoinette Larkin is an advanced nurse practitioner. She works at the Portiuncla Hospital in Galway, and she joins me on the line now. Antoinette, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm very well. This emphasis as part of this promotion is all about community. And sometimes I think people kind of get, you know, lost or bogged down in how community actually can be related to dementia.
Yeah, I suppose dementia is like, you know, most people are living with dementia in the community, you know, and that can be in their own homes or it can be in a nursing home. And I suppose, like, the big issues with dementia is there is, like, you know, they're often older as well. So people are older and they're might have, like, a person living with them, either a relative or a friend or somebody calling into them on a regular basis. But in the present crisis with the COVID-19, it's actually even more isolating. So I suppose the Understand Together Dementia website is a very useful, resourceful information site that carers and the person with who's living with dementia can also log in and seek advice and support and get information to support them living, you know, at home or in the nursing home.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource for both professionals and for carers and for the person, you know. So there's a lot of information on that.
Yeah, and never before has there been so many, you know, opportunities for people to access information, which is good.
It's fantastic because there's everything on that. It goes through all about what dementia is, where they can get support, who's involved and where they can get involved. And there's also training resources available on that website, and it gets people talking. So it's all about, like, you know, making dementia out there and making people more aware. So try to reduce the stigma that's actually around dementia. So, like, there's all different levels of dementia as well. So you'll have people that are newly diagnosed with dementia. You'll have people that might have had it for a few years and not realise that they have had it, but there is signs and symptoms there. You know, so it advises people on where they should go and what they should do, because there's a lot of work that needs to happen first before you can actually get a diagnosis of dementia. So it could be a case that their bloods could be off, or maybe that they're maybe not feeling very well in themselves, that they're getting down. Because, as you know, now people that are living alone are more prone to depression and loneliness in this present environment. So it's important for the person who is having problems with their memory at the moment to go and seek advice from their local general practitioner and get their blood work up done, get maybe their tests done, or get checked out now in time, like, before it accumulates and gets any worse.
One thing that struck me, Antoinette, since we started this promotion, we're now in the second of 4 weeks of Understanding Together Dementia, is the amounts of calls we're getting from family members or from people who care for people who have dementia to say, thank God we're at least talking about it. Because, you know, talking about it is half the battle. It's not the full battle, but it certainly is help.
Yeah, it is. And I have both, I suppose, lived personally and professionally, like, you know, understand it. And my own father had vascular dementia. And it's important to talk about this, like, and be open about it. Because my mother used to always constantly, like, you know, contact me first if he wasn't eating and drinking. And, like, I'd always say to her, like, well, keep, you know, chalk ices in the fridge, because he loved chalk ices. And when he wasn't, or he loved jelly as well. So if when he wasn't eating and drinking and feeling like having something to eat, we'd always introduce the sweet things or even spicy foods and, you know, even different approaches like turning off the telly. There's a lot that you can learn And there's a lot that you can read about on the Understand Together. So there's a huge amount of information that's there. And also professionally, like within the hospital, I would teach and constantly support patients and families and carers, like, you know, around the advice and information. And you see a lot of the carers that are coming in are the champions there already. Like, I learn something new every day from them. So it's all about knowing the person. So it's not, you know, the diagnosis shouldn't actually take away from the person. It, you know, we need to start thinking, like, you know, that that person likes to go for walks, or that person likes to talk about horse riding, or, you know, racing, or, you know, that they still have their personalities underneath. So what we would do here in the hospital is that we would, like, fill out a document called This Is Me, or What Matters to Me, and we'd encourage families and carers to fill that document out and send it in with their relative into hospital, so that we can get to know the person faster. And then, like, once we know that person and what their likes and dislikes are, we can support their recovery faster too.
So home in on the positive triggers that in the past this individual liked. Like, and as you say, if it's the chalk ice or the jelly, or literally, you know, whatever it is,
just singing a song.
Yeah.
You know, because very recently I have a cognitive stimulation therapy group as well that we set up here in East Galway. So we got a grant from the National Dementia Office to support its development, and we set up three groups within the community. So these groups are, like, you know, 5 to 7 people, and you basically sit down, you sing songs, you give yourself a group name, you go through the day, the month, the year, what the weather's like outside, and then the group therapy happens weekly. And then we supported that through the COVID-19 over the phone. So we hired 2 clinical psychologist students, and we basically got them to ring them on a regular basis to support them at home, so to maintain their well-being, because everybody likes to have the chat and everybody likes to talk, and so it's important to stay socially interactive. And so it's also important to get out and exercise. So we need to get out, and we need everybody, really, like anyone that's, like, you know, getting older as well. And it's supposed to improve your and keep your memory good. So out and about 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and reduce all our risk factors. So what we need to be doing as well is, like, not smoke, and you can have an odd drink socially. Control your blood pressure, keep your cholesterol low, trying to reduce your stress and your anxiety, and just, I suppose, keep taking your tablets. And there's actually an alcohol test you can do on the Understand Together website, and it actually goes through how many standard drinks a woman can have or a man can have, and it'll score you on how many drinks you're actually taking on a weekly basis. So there's a lot of
know, you've imparted an awful lot of simple but really important pieces of advice there for anybody, a family member who is caring for somebody with dementia. As you say, that website, understandtogether.ie, it's brilliant. It really is. And for all of us, whether you have a diagnosis of dementia in your family circle or not, sadly most of us do, it is really important to have a look at that and take on board what it is they are saying. Antoinette, thank you so much for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you, Tommy.
And I'll send you up some jelly later, all right?
Oh, thanks.
All right, take care.
Take care.
There you are. That's Antoinette Larkin there, advanced nurse practitioner at the Portiuncla Hospital in Galway. You're on Midwest. Good morning.